Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. So before I start today's episode, I want to apologize if my voice sounds a bit weird, but I'm a bit sick currently. As some of you may know, I'm in Bali, and I just moved here like 2 months ago, and my body just can't adjust to the environment here. I don't know why, like, I'm just constantly sick, if it's food poisoning or just a cold or whatever. It's a bit annoying, but it's okay. I just want to apologize in case I sound a bit weird. I don't know. But so let's get right into today's episode, and I hope you're not bothered by my sicky voice. But yeah, today I want to talk about 24 lessons I learned by the age of 24. And yeah, it's just some things that I feel like have been important lessons for myself, but also things that I need to remind myself of constantly. So yeah, I just picked 24 things that I just think are quite important in your 20s and that I had to learn through a lot of experiences. And please don't expect a good structure because I just wrote them down from my head, so it's a bit chaotic. Like, the bullet points just come randomly, there's no structure, but I still think it doesn't really matter. It's just like some important lessons with no structure. So let's get right into it. So the first thing is, only because you know how something works doesn't mean you can apply it. And I feel like that's true for a lot of things, but especially when it comes to mental health and self-care, self-love, self-development. I feel like even though you read a lot of books and you listen to a lot of podcasts, you just need to remind yourself of those things over and over again. And only because you know them doesn't mean you can apply them in your everyday life. And even though you know how something works in theory and how something is supposed to be in theory, to actually apply it is a whole different thing. And that's why it's not enough to read a lot of books and just know the theory of things, but you actually need experience. You actually need to go through things and you need to apply things. And sometimes it's a hard lesson to actually realize that it's not easy to apply those concepts in reality. So yeah, that was a lesson I had to learn. And I thought I knew a lot about self-love, for example, but then I realized, but I actually can't apply it. So I think that I know how to do that, but actually I don't. So that's why I feel like we need to be aware of the fact that only because we know something doesn't mean we already mastered it. So be gentle with yourself and just practice and do things in, or like, make your experience in real life and not only in theory, in your books. Okay, so the second thing is, people come and go in and out of your life and that's okay. You're still allowed to trust them whilst they are there. And I feel like once you get older and, I don't know, you get out of high school and you might move into another city and you meet a bunch of new people, you realize that people you thought would stay forever in your life might just leave or disappoint you or go into a different direction and you just don't fit together anymore, and new people will come into your life and they also might leave one day, and that's okay. And only because some people disappoint you, betray you, and you feel like they betrayed your trust, doesn't mean you should close yourself off to the new people you meet or the other people in your life. You can still trust the people whilst they are in your life, even though you accept that they might not be there forever and they might not be as supportive as they are right now. But we need connection, we need relationships, and we need trust in our relationships. So only because some people left and some people disappoint you in the past doesn't mean you should close yourself off. It's important to trust and to keep trust in people, even though some of them might disappoint you. And it's totally okay that people leave your life. That's just part of life, okay? So not all the people you meet will stay in your life forever. I mean, you're gonna meet so many people over the period of your whole life. It would be weird if all of them would stay. You wouldn't have enough time for all of them, to be honest. So that might be a hard lesson to learn, that some people change and some people will leave and disappoint you, but that's part of life and that's a lesson you need to learn. I guess most of us already experienced that, but yeah, to accept that and let go is just something we need to practice. So that in some kind of way relates to the next point, which is you will always be the bad guy in someone else's story. And that's so funny because we all have different kinds of views on people and situations, and sometimes we just make up our own realities. Like, think of some people that have been in your life that you have given the role of the bad guy. You know what I mean? Because there are a bunch of people who love the person that you hate from your point of view. You know what I mean? Because maybe in our story, someone is a really evil character, and in someone else's story, the exact same person is a really kind character, a caring character, and good character. So that also counts for you. Probably in someone else's story, you're the bad guy. And that's okay, because you can't please everyone, and that's totally fine, because it's just not possible. And from some people's kind of view, from people who might only have seen you in a situation that didn't show the best of you and show you in the best light, you might be an evil person. And you can't change that, because you're going to make mistakes and you're going to screw up, because you're human and you don't need to show every single person that you're not that one certain type of person that they have seen of you that made them believe that you're bad in some kind of way, because you don't have the energy to please anyone. So you will always be the bad guy in someone else's story, and you just need to accept that, okay? That brings me to my next point, which is you can't please everyone, but if you stay true to yourself and embrace authenticity, you will please the right ones. And let's just be true, and let's just be honest, we all want to please people, right? We all want to be liked, and we all want people to like us. And even though some people say they don't care about other people's opinions, but I don't think that's true. I think in some amount, we all care, because that's just human. I mean, we are social creatures. We need relationships. We need approval from others. So it's just natural that we care and we want to please other people. But the truth is we can't please everyone, and that's okay. We just need to learn to stay true to ourselves and stay authentic. And we should always aim to be a good person. Don't get me wrong. We shouldn't just be ignorant and selfish, but we should be authentic to ourselves. And if someone is not happy with the authentic version of ourselves because it doesn't please them, because, for example, we can't help them in a certain situation because it's just not something that would align with our values or the way we are, that's totally fine. And that person might be pissed, but that's not our problem. If we just stay true to ourselves and try to be a good person, but don't overdo it and stay true to your values and stay true to yourself, then you will please the right people. And even if you think much of a person, but that person expects something from you that just doesn't align with you, that's okay. You don't need to please them. If they leave because they're not happy with your actions, then that's their problem. And we need to accept that there's a reason why this person leaves our life, and the right ones, they won't leave. So stop trying to please everyone and just stay true to yourself and aim to be a good person, but not please everyone, because that's not possible. So even if you try, it's not going to work. So just leave it. So the next thing is be good to attract good. And I think that's very true. If you just aim to be a good person and you just try to put out positive energy and do good in the world, then you will attract good things and good people. If you constantly complain and put out negativity and treat others badly, then that will come back to you at some point. And I know we all have seen those people where we think, oh my gosh, they're such bad people, they do such bad things, and there are no consequences. But I'm 100% sure that even though you might not see the consequences for them, at some point there will be consequences. And karma will get them. I'm 100% sure that at some point they will get what they deserve. And you will get what you deserve if you put out positivity and good things. Because if you keep a positive mindset and you keep doing good, you will also just see the good that comes back to you. And if you help people and care for the people in your surroundings, it will also just feel good, because doing good feels good as well. And yeah, as I said, in my experience, and I'm 100% sure that's true, if you are good, you will attract good. And I don't only mean actions, but also your mindset. Positive mindset, good actions will bring you positive outcomes. The next thing I wrote on my list is, say yes if it's a challenge, say no if it's a boundary. And for a long time, I had this motto of, why should I say no if I can say yes? Because I just wanted to make a lot of experiences. But there's a reason why people say that you need to learn how to say no. So I think it's important to always say yes if you feel like it's a challenge for you and you might have the urge to say no, or something is blocking you, but it's just because it's a challenge to you, and getting out of your comfort zone is always something good. So you should always say yes and just go for the challenge. But if it's a boundary and you feel like this urge of saying no is there for a reason, because it's just a boundary for you and you really don't want that, you should learn how to say no. So always ask yourself, is it a challenge or is it a boundary? And then you can decide. The next thing is actually something that people here in Lombok always used to say, like locals. They put it on t-shirts and I don't know, it was just like a phrase they used to say. And it's never try, never know. And I put it on my list because I bought that t-shirt. And I think that's so true, because I think in life we should just try as much as we can. And even though we might think, that's not really something for me, you should try. If you have the opportunity and someone asks you, hey, do you want to come? Do you want to join? And you're like, oh, that's not really my thing. You should always try, because sometimes you will get surprised and you end up loving it. And then you find out, wow, that was actually something that I really want in my life. So you should always try things. Don't close yourself off to things just because you assume that it's not for you. We only have this one life and we should try as much as we can. So yeah, I think that also represents the spirit of Bali or Lombok pretty well. If you ever have the opportunity to come here, you should definitely go for it. I have been here for 2 months now and I love it so much. The atmosphere here, the people, the spirit, the vibes, it's just wow. Okay, so let's come to the next thing, which is keep your circle small but close. Relationships require energy, so put lots into few. That is actually something I really need to learn, because when I was younger, like pretty young, I was extremely shy and I didn't have much friends. Also because my parents used to move a lot, so I always had to reestablish my new circle and find new friends. And I feel like I had this kind of trauma that I don't have enough friends and people in my life. So when I got older, I tried to like gather as much friends in my life as possible, up to the point where I felt so overwhelmed because I just didn't have enough energy to take care of all those relationships and friendships. Not romantic relationships, I just mean like people in my life. And that's just because relationships require energy and you don't have an endless amount of energy and also time. So you should think about what you want to put your energy into. And if you want to put a lot of energy in your work and in your self-care and in your hobbies, then you only have a certain amount for your relationships. So you should consider who you actually want in your life and who you actually want to put your energy into. And if you have a lot of friends, chances are pretty high that you don't put a lot of energy in each one of them, but like spread that energy. And in the end, you have a lot of people, but no quality friendships. And I feel like if you keep your circle small and you're a bit more picky about who you want in your life, then you actually have time to nourish those friendships and make them high quality relationships. The next thing is, again, like totally different from that. It's about money. Invest your money 50-50 into your future and into living life. And I feel like it's important to invest your money in your future because we will get older and we will need our money. So what I mean with that, put your money into education, for example, or into stocks or some kind of financial security, or like workshops or whatever, like things that will benefit you in the future. But the rest of the money, the other half, you should put into living, because money is only paper and we only have this one life. So make experiences, make memories, and just live your life. Because yeah, as I said, we only have this one life, and the most important thing is living now. And stop making excuses why you can't do those things on your bucket list right now, but you need to wait for whatever. Live your life now. We only have this moment right now, right here. And you should think about your future. That's why I say 50-50. But yeah, your future is not guaranteed. So put the other half in living now, in this moment. Have a good balance between those two, because hopefully there's going to be a future and you want a good future. But now is the time where you need to live. So that's why I think you need to find a good balance. 50-50. So the next thing is, don't waste your life looking for a purpose. Enjoying life might be it. I was actually reading a book, and one of the messages was that people are way too focused on their purpose, and it actually is not as beneficial as you think, and that it's being too much pushed on social media that you should find your purpose and find something that like touches your heart and that you're passionate about. And he actually criticized that pretty harshly. But I think having a purpose is good in the sense of having ambitions and going after things that you love. Of course, you should also think about making money, and you can't just go after your passions if they don't bring you money. But I think being ambitious in life and going after the things you really enjoy doing and that you're passionate about is not something bad. But if it puts you under pressure to find a purpose in your life and you're struggling with that and you feel like you can't find it, then you shouldn't be too focused on that. I definitely agree with that, because enjoying life might be just the purpose of living. And since you will never know what the actual purpose is, and maybe you can't find one clear one for yourself, then just enjoy life, because life is so beautiful. Of course, there are a lot of bad things happening as well, but isn't the fact that you're alive right now just one big miracle? I'm sorry if that sounds a bit cheesy right now, but like, we're alive, we're breathing, and we get to experience all that. Like, isn't it crazy that we are here right now and you can listen to that podcast in that moment and like experience this whole life thing? Isn't that crazy? And there are so many things we can be grateful for, like being able to walk and dance and sing and express yourself and be creative and do fun things with your friends, go on vacation and go after your passions and hobbies. There is so much you can be grateful for. And yeah, enjoying all that might just be the purpose. So the next point is, if you really want something, you will find a way. And I think that's just a reminder that you need to believe in what you're doing. And sometimes I think everything that is a bit bigger than, I don't know, just like some basic things. I can't think of an example right now. But I think everything that is like a dream of us probably requires a lot of work and effort. And sometimes that just takes a lot of time. But you need to believe in success. Because if you never give up and you put in the work and you believe in yourself, then I don't think there's actually possibility of failing. Because of course, on the way there, you will probably fail a lot, But in the end, if you keep going, I'm 100% sure that if you really want it and you really keep going and you're not afraid of failing on the way and falling and getting up again, then you will find a way. Yeah, that was just a little pep talk, I guess. And the next point is, if you keep finding excuses, you might be scared of failing. And I also realized that with, for example, starting my podcast, because I have been thinking about that a lot. And I strongly believe that what was actually holding me back was the fear of failing. But like, does it really matter? I enjoy doing my podcast. And I know that at this point, I don't have a lot of listeners, but I just enjoy doing it. And I know that there were already some people who told me that they took something from my podcast and they enjoyed listening to it and they took some lessons from it. And that's in the end all I need, right? That's why I do my podcast. And why should we not do something because we're afraid of failing if there's also the possibility of winning? Of course, if there's a huge risk, then we should consider it. But I mean, starting a podcast, for example, there's no huge risk because I didn't quit what I was. I just wanted to say my job, but I don't actually have a job, so I'm still studying. And yeah, I do have jobs, but like not that one 9-to-5 job that I could quit. So yeah, I didn't put a lot of risk into that. I just started. So I'm just saying, like, if you find a lot of excuses of why you are not doing something, then you should think about if it's actually just because you're scared of failing. And if that's the reason, then just start, okay? Stop thinking about it and just start. Just get started and don't think about like if it's the right timing, because the right timing is just now, okay? So the next lesson is, if you always consider the opinion of others, your friends or family, before making decisions, you will never live your own life. And that's really true, because sometimes or oftentimes we just want reassurance of our friends or family members when making decisions. And that's okay. We don't have to like stop entirely to ask them in the first place, but we shouldn't consider their opinions too much, because if we do, we will just end up living the life of others and not our life, because we are the only people who are actually in our skin and can actually decide whether we really want something or not. And even if a decision might be difficult, but in the end, only we know for ourselves which path is the right one and which direction is the right one to go. We can ask for the opinions of others, but we shouldn't rely on them, because in the end, we know deep down in our heart what we want. And even if we end up going into the wrong direction, it's still just an experience we need to make for ourselves. And we shouldn't rely on others because they don't know all the facts that we have in our head about ourselves, our feelings. And even if we talk about them, they will never know like we do. So don't live a life of others, live your own life and trust your own ability to make the right choices. And even though you fail, that's okay. We all fail, okay? We're like, none of us can really be trusted, okay? Not your mom, not your dad, not your sister, not your best friend, not your boyfriend. So you just need to trust yourself and be okay if you might be wrong. But you are able to make your own decisions and you can trust yourself, okay? We all fail sometimes. That's okay. That doesn't mean you can't be trusted. Trust in your own ability to make choices. So the next thing is, householding with your energy is a skill. And I mentioned that briefly before. We only have a certain amount of energy. And sometimes it can be tricky to find out in which areas we actually want to put our energy. Oh my gosh, what the fuck? There are so many noises here. What's going on? Anyways, what I was about to say is that you should be aware of the fact that you only have a certain amount of energy, and you should actually sit down and think about what you actually want to put your energy into. Because maybe right now you want to make some progress in your career, but you realize that you put a lot of your energy into your friendships or your partnership. So you need to reconsider how much energy you put into your career and how much energy you put into your relationships. of course, you shouldn't stop putting energy into your relationships entirely, but maybe you can cut back a bit. And I'm 100% sure the right people will understand if you tell them, hey, I might have a bit less time in the future because I want to focus on a certain project. But just consider where you put your energy in right now and reflect on if that's actually the area you want to make progress in or not. Because if you already have strong, well-functioning relationships, but your career might not be going that well, maybe you should reconsider if that's something you want to put more energy into. So yeah, actually household with your energy and actually consider if you're putting your energy into the right parts of your life. The next thing is rest is productive too. Do not underestimate the power of rest and downtime. And that is something I was also actually struggling with, because if I rest and if I take a nap or like cancel my plans because I want to lay in bed and watch Netflix or like do whatever, sleep or chill in some kind of way, I oftentimes felt bad for it. I felt like I was lazy and I was, yeah, just being unproductive. But resting is actually not unproductive. You need rest in order to function well. So don't feel bad for resting, but accept that, yeah, it is okay to rest because, yeah, you need that in order to be productive in other areas. So allow yourself to recharge and don't feel bad for it. The next point is failure is a stepping stone, not a dead end. And that's also something I briefly mentioned before. Mistakes are just part of your journey. And each setback can teach you something valuable and push you towards growth. So don't be afraid of failing. As I said, mostly anything of value will include failures on the way. You will fall and you will fail, and that's okay. That's part of the process. And you can learn a lot from your mistakes and your failures. Actually, you can learn the most of them. So never be afraid of failing, because failing is actually winning. The next thing is you are your own constant companion. So learn to enjoy your own company and be kind to yourself. And that's what we're practicing right now, right? So by listening to this positivity podcast, we are trying to learn how to enjoy our own company. And that is so important because, yeah, you are the only person who's with you for your entire life. People come and go, people leave, but you will stay with you for this whole journey. So learn how to be fine on your own, be happy on your own, and enjoy your company. That is so important. And the only way you can learn that is by actually being on your own. Because I had times when I was not fine on my own. Whenever I was like just by myself with no distractions, I felt horrible and I needed to see some friends or call someone or distract myself. And I actually had to just sit with myself to learn how to be okay and to learn that it's fine and that I enjoy my company. You should like get to know yourself and yeah, be on your own to learn how to be on your own. So don't constantly distract yourself, don't constantly see people, learn how to enjoy your own company. Self-acceptance is a lifelong journey, and I don't think that we will actually come to the point where we feel 100% fine with ourselves, but that's okay, it's just a journey, it's a practice, and if we put in the work, we will get pretty close to the point of accepting ourselves. There will be setbacks and there will be days where we feel horrible, but in general, I enjoy my company so much nowadays, and I wasn't there 3 years ago, so I feel like you can get really, really close to that point because I experienced it myself. The next thing is growth happens outside of your comfort zone. You should always push yourself to try new things, even if they scare you, or like especially when they scare you. Because staying in your comfort zone might be comfortable, but life takes place out of your comfort zone. Growth takes place out of your comfort zone. And if you're happy with what you have in your comfort zone right now, then think about how happy you could be if you get out of your comfort zone and like gain even more great things. And I feel like when you get out of your comfort zone and try new things, your comfort zone gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So at some point, there are so many things within your comfort zone And it gets easier to go out of that comfort zone even more because you already experienced that you'll be fine. And you don't want to miss out on things just because you were scared. You don't want to look back at the end of your life and be like, shit, I should have like at least tried that and at least go out a bit more and experience some more, make a bit more out of that life. So the next thing I wrote down is comparison is the thief of joy. Everyone is on a different path and it's okay if yours looks different. You should always focus on your progress and not someone else's, because you are just a different person and you just can't compare yourself, because you will never know the full story of someone else. And if you compare yourself to someone, you will never know the full story. You will never know what's going on inside their head. You will never know what's going on behind the curtains. You know what I mean? Like, what is actually going on in their life. So don't compare yourself to anyone, because first, you will never actually know what their life actually looks like. And second, you are just different. So you just can't compare a butterfly to an elephant, okay? So that just doesn't make sense. Because the elephant is just so different. It's not like better or worse than the butterfly, but they are just not comparable, okay? And every human is just so different from each other that it's just not logical to compare yourself. I know that's a hard lesson because it's just in our nature to compare ourselves, but just try to remember that whenever you start comparing your life to someone else's. So the next point is, boundaries are a form of self-respect. Saying no doesn't mean that you're letting others down. It means you're prioritizing what's best for you. And that's such a strong lesson to learn, because that's what boundaries are. They are a form of self-respect. And if you work on your self-love and your self-respect, then it will get easier to stick to your boundaries and stand up for your boundaries, because you might be afraid of disappointing people, but you respect yourself enough to say no anyways. And for some people, it's easier to say no. For some people, it's harder. But if you're one of those people who find it really hard to stand up for their boundaries and to say no, you should really need to practice that. Practice it in small situations with people that are close to you and that you trust and that you are more comfortable with to say no to. Practice it, because it's just so important. And maybe, yeah, you can just practice it with small things. If someone asks you if you can get them something and you're like, okay, I could do that, I wouldn't be bothered, but let's just practice how to say no. And then just say no to them. Just say, no, I'm sorry, I just have to do something else right now. Just practice it in small situations, and then you will realize that people are not getting like super mad at you, and like, I don't know, there's just nothing bad happening. Like, people are used to others saying no to them, because count how many times people have said no to you, and did you end up hating them, and did you end up like pushing them out of your life? I don't think so. So yeah, learn how to actually stand up for yourself. I'm again a bit sorry for how chaotic all that is, but the next point is, life is not linear and that's okay. Progress isn't always a straight line, and there will always be ups and downs. And maybe you feel like you made so much progress with your self-love, for example, and your mindset and you being a really positive person, but then there comes a time or period in your life where it just goes down, and that's okay, because progress isn't always about like constantly going up or like constantly going in a straight line. It's about, sometimes it's a bit bumpy, because life is not linear, and you should accept that, because you can't always get better and better and better. There will always be things that you can't control and that can push you back and put you down, and that's okay. That's part of life, and that's part of life's beauty, because it's not predictable. And that's the fun, right? Well, the next point is, if you constantly ask for the opinions of friends and family before making... Well, so the next point is, always agreeing to people won't make them like you more. It's just so important to have your own opinion and to stand up for it. Maybe sometimes people disagree with you And maybe you feel uncomfortable sharing your opinion, and you don't always have to share your opinion, but you shouldn't agree with something you're not actually agreeing with. Because let me tell you, it won't make people like you more when you constantly agree with them. It will actually make people respect you more if you stick to your own opinion. And don't get me wrong, you can always be open to change your opinion if it actually makes sense and you realize, oh, maybe I was actually wrong. That's always something I would highly recommend. Because it's just not good to stick to an opinion you realize that is actually like wrong. So you should always stay open-minded because, yeah, you can be wrong. And maybe you had that opinion for a really long time, but now you realize, oh, this person is actually right and I was wrong. And it's really strong to just like admit that. It's necessary to be able to just admit that. But like, if you don't actually feel like that person is right, then don't agree with them. It won't make them like you more. Okay, so that brings me to my last point, because I actually only have 23 points, because I realized that, yeah, one of the points was doubled. Sorry for that. Maybe I only learned 23 lessons in my 24 years. But so the last point is, be nice to everyone. You don't know what they're going through, and you don't know whether you might need them to be nice to you one day. And sometimes people just piss you off and you're like, I don't want to be nice to that person. But in the end, you never actually know what they're going through and why they are like this and why they act like this. You will never know the full story and you will never know the full reason. So just be the bigger person, be a good person to attract good and be nice. I don't mean that you should just like let people push you around, but you can tell people your boundaries and you can tell people off by still remaining nice and by still remaining a nice tone. In the end, you never know whether you might meet them one day. Maybe at some point you will meet them again and you will actually need something from them and then you regret that you haven't been nice to them. So people can be assholes sometimes, but still try to be the bigger person and be a good person. Okay, so that was the last lesson. I really hope that you could take something from all those lessons and that they were a good reminder to you. And yeah, that I could just inspire you in some sense. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please feel free to share the episode with your friends or family. And if you haven't already, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating because that will really help me grow the podcast. And yeah, thank you so much again for listening and I hope to see you next week. Bye guys.